This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, it's a topic that's a little bit different today. I'm here with Kerry Jones, who is a linguist. Good afternoon, Kerry.
Afternoon, how are you doing?
Great, thanks. You've still got a little bit of a croaky throat from your cough, I can hear, but...
Yeah, just bear with me, but I'm sure we'll get along just fine.
Does this enhance your ability to speak some of the first people's languages?
Unfortunately not. I think it took me years to get my vocal cords and my tongue and mouth accustomed to some of the click sounds, especially with the complex click consonant, and having a croaky voice doesn't help me much, but I'll still be able to pull it off just fine.
Because you're a special kind of linguist, you specialise in the first people's languages.
Yes, so I work with most especially with contemporary speakers of Khoi and San languages. In other words, people who are still speakers today. We do have evidence, obviously, of, unfortunately, languages that have become extinct or moribund, meaning that there are only one or two speakers, so they don't have others to speak to anymore. And those are not languages that I work with as much as those who are still spoken today in a more contemporary sense. And just to bear in mind that just like other things that we know about in life sciences, languages evolve and change over time. So the languages that we have today that are currently spoken by Khoi and San peoples is not the same that would have been spoken 100 years ago, 200 years ago, and so on. They constantly evolve from generation to generation and from language contact.
So you may be wondering why I'm speaking to a linguist when this is a program about astronomy in space. And the reason is because of this thing called ethnoastronomy. So we look up at the night sky and we have these constellations and planets and shapes and things that we see in the night sky. And we have named them after these Greco-Roman myths, you know, like Sagittarius and Capricornus and all of these and Orion. But other peoples look up at the night sky and see different things. And not only do they maybe join up the dots with the constellations made up of stars, but they'll look at the other objects in the night sky and have myths about them which inform their daily lives. And you know quite a bit about this, don't you, Kerry?
Yes, it wasn't something that I intentionally went out to look for, but in the process of living with and learning from various communities in Southern Africa who are still speakers of either Khoi or San languages, it came about that we would often be sitting around the fire, most especially in the evening, and it was a very important part of integrating and being part of the village or community with whom I was living. And part of that experience was storytelling. A lot of these stories are absolutely hilarious, which I love. The sense of humor is fantastic, but also just so interesting to listen to another perspective on who our ancestors are and how they're represented in the sky, how they guide us, and how you can even communicate with them, and also their own stories of how things came to be and why we have a blood moon and what does that mean and what does a new moon mean, their names for stars and constellations, which are obviously very different, and even certain cultural practices that would take place at different phases of the moon or at different seasons of the year when certain plants may bloom in the night. There's a beautiful knock-on effect of learning about one thing which then affects another and how it flourishes. And so these stories of nighttime and stars and what they mean is something that I've collected by mistake. So it's a different interpretation maybe of the cosmos or the universe, or when a star is born or when it dies, or just even if it's linked to the story of how why an ostrich has a long neck or why a zebra has its stripes, that the stars or the beings that are within the stars have a role to play in that story.
Thank you very much for telling us all about this, Kerry Jones, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about some of these stories in the future. So thank you very much.
An absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.